بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. عابد غفار رضی اللہ عنہ طاعون کے زمانہ میں فرمایا کرتے تھے، اے طاعون مجھے اٹھا لے، اور بار بار یہی فرماتے تھے. حضرت عابد غفار رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ مشہور صحابہ during the time of an epidemic plague, he would repeatedly make dua, this dua, O town, O plague, take me away. Now, O creator of the plague, dua to Allah Ta'ala, take me away. Yeah, wishing now for more during the plague. He's not making dua for cure. He's asking for the plague to take him away. Because he was aware that thing of the virtues of the plague also. Plague also has what virtues. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the plague is either shahadat or it's either azhab. Either it says shahadat, martyrdom. Some people, and for some people it's an azhab, punishment for their flagrant, crossing a sinful life. They lead, it's a punishment for this. So Hazrat Abid radiallahu ta'ala make dua for this. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala, who was the commander of the army of the Sahaba and the governor appointed by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the land of Sham, when the plague, the epidemic spread there, then he made dua and he addressed the Sahaba and he said that this plague, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is a rahmat. This plague, this epidemic is a rahmat, a blessing. And I make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant me a fair share of this blessing. That very day the plague overtook him and he passed away in this plague. Then in his place, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, very senior sahabi, was appointed the governor and the commander. When he was appointed the governor, the first dua I made, Ya Allah, grant Mu'adh bin Jabal and his family also a fair share of this plague. And he also passed away. Soon thereafter he passed away in the plague. So this was the attitude, lifestyle of the Sahaba. Obviously we 100 people of that caliber, our iman is exceptionally weak. In fact, most of us, our iman dangles by a thread. So while we are not expected to emulate the Sahaba in all details, but the minimum expectation is that we should operate within the confines of the Sharia. We should operate within the confines of the Sharia. Do not do something which is in conflict with the Sharia. And make dua for cure, there's nothing wrong in it, it's permissible, but do not translate the limits. For example, now, go to the kufr limit of donning the mask of Iblis, the niqab of Iblis, and observing shaitani's distance in the masajid, etc., and other protocols of the atheists and of the kufar. These are all on negatory of imam. It obliterates a person's imam. Observing these factors of these actions which are based on the theories of the atheists, of the mushrikeen, of the kuffar. So whilst we do not make dua for more in these circumstances, we make dua for cure. At the same time, we are not allowed to transgress the limits of the Sharia.
ان کے ایک چچا زاد بھائی نے کہا، اے عابد یہ کیسے کہتے ہو حالانکہ تم رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے یہ حدیث سن چکے ہو کہ آپ نے فرمایا لا یتمنى احدکم الموت فانه انقطاع لعمله. سو اس کا سن تولیم، او عابد، وائی آر یو ریپیٹڈلی میکنگ دعا فار موت وین یو آر اوے دیٹ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیز دیٹ نو ون شوڈ یرن فار موت بیکاز موت It terminates, it cuts off, it ends all amal. Right? There's no longer good amal that will accrue to you or come when more comes. So you should not make dua that you for more, he's telling his cousin. Abid radiallahu ta'ala ne jawab diya, haan, maine suni hai. عابس یس آئی ہیڈ دس آئی ایم اویئر آف دس حدیث آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، مگر میں چھ چیزوں سے ڈرتا ہوں جو میں نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سنی ہے، بٹ آئی فیئر سکس تھنگس وچ آئی ہیڈ آلسو فرام رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ آئی فیئر دیس، اینڈ فار دیٹ ریزن آئی ایم یئرنگ فار مور. And by these primary reasons was that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said was shahadat. So he was hoping for shahadat of him. The six things which he enumerated are these. Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam apni ummat par in se khauf khate the. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would express fear for his ummat regarding these six developments. The first is na laiko ki hukumat. The regime, the ruler, the government of a people who are totally unfit, scoundrels will become rulers. Scoundrels will become kings and presidents and government officials. So obviously I fear that time is nearby now. The second thing he said, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, quote, walo ki kasrat, abundance of police, all we show abundance of police. But the police are just are criminals and something worse than the criminals themselves also. The third thing is Bayl al-Hakam. Sometimes in this world, it brings up within the scope all haram trade transactions. And in our time, this, it abounds. Almost all the trade dealings that Muslims are involved in are haram trade transactions. The fourth thing is Qata Rahim. To the severing ties, family ties. Severing family ties, cutting off family ties. There's a misconception regarding severance of family ties. People nowadays are under the impression that you observe family ties by attending their merrymaking haram functions. Example, after the nikah, they have their haram functions in the hall or somewhere. Now if you don't attend there, they say you are cut off his family ties. If they invite you for meals in their homes and they are in the proper hijab, prata is not observed there, and you don't attend, they say you're cutting off family ties. That's not the meaning of covenant. It is in fact haram to attend any function. It's haram to attend any function where haram is taking place. In fact, because nowadays, so many haram things, actions are attached to a nikah. In fact, a nikah should not be conducted in a masjid if it is followed by any haram action, any haram function, wailing function in a hall or any other haram function, then it's not permissible for the imam and the trustees of the masjid to allow such a nikah to be performed in the masjid. We're making a mockery now of the deen now. The meaning of the thing of family ties, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained it. He said, you must be kind to an unkind relative. A relative who speaks ill about you, who does not assist you and has enmity for you. If that relative is in need, then you go to his aid. That's the meaning of maintaining family ties. Right, the first thing is qatl ko mamool khayal karna. That killing will become insignificant. Left, right, and center, people will kill. It will become a norm. It become a norm, so he says, I fear that time also. The sixth thing is, aise logo ka paida hona jo Quran Majeed ko raag banayenge. He says, the sixth thing is, that such people will be born who will make an amusement, a musical show of the Quran, especially if I in a Bani Surah, these Quran competitions, and all the qaris coming and making a show. They trade the Quran for a miserable price. They are being paid large amounts of money for their Quran, and they make mockery of them, of the Quran. That is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Aktharu munafiki ummati Qura'uhum." Qura'uha. Then the most of the munafiks of my ummah are the Qaris, those inside the front, they are the most of the munafiqs of my ummah, the Qaris. اسی طرح حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے بھی موت کی آرزو کی. سملرلی حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ had yearned for موت. It's not permissible to yearn for موت for worldly reasons, because of worldly hardships. Their yearning is to meet Allah تعالیٰ. They have a valid reason to meet Allah تعالیٰ, not for because of any worldly hardship. So حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ also would yearn for موت. تو ان سے اس بارے میں کہا گیا, and when someone through his attention also the same hadith asked him, Hazrat Amir al-Amir al-Mu'min, how come you are yearning for mort when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited it? So he says, unhone farmaya, main darta hu, mujhe wo zamana na aaye, jis mein na amr bil maruf ho aur na nahi anil munkar. So he said, I fear that time, his time, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his time. He already saw the deterioration in the taqwa of the Sahaba between the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his time. So he said, I fear that time when there will not be anyone to practice on this obligation of Amr bil Maruf, to command righteousness, to give nasihat, nahi an munkar, and to prevent from evil. I fear that time, so for that, before that time come, I wish I depart from this dunya. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.